Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
For years, people running the city of Olympia have been in this dance with the homeless population. Tents pop up, police come and clear them away. Tents pop up somewhere else, police clear them away again. These cleanups, they're called sweeps. That's how most cities treat homelessness, at least in part, as something to be cleaned up.
Then I had this woman named Barbara Walters, who was so hard on me. Mm-hmm. Barbara Walters is a perfectionist. She grew up in a time period where she was the only woman, so she had to fight. Mm-hmm. She was hard. And I came from a place of, I just made everybody laugh.
This Fun is by Coda Chrome with Ember Friends, right here for Cincy Music Spotlight.
Fly me up, top down in a dream or so.
Get set, you might find your favorite new podcast today as we sample these three, Outsiders, Back Issue, and Cincy Music Spotlight. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Homelessness on the West Coast is rising to crisis levels at a time of historic economic growth and prosperity. Why? Join KNKX Public Radio and Seattle Times reporters on the new podcast, Outsiders, for answers. They spent 1 year in a city that's grappling with homelessness out on the street with the unhoused population of Olympia, Washington, to examine the many inescapable ways that homelessness takes a stranglehold on our nation's most vulnerable groups. What's it like to live outside for months on end? What's it like when tents come to your neighborhood? What new solutions can city leaders find? For a rare, compelling conversation on homelessness that humanizes the unsheltered people at the center of the debate, check out Outsiders from KNKX. A sample for you from the episode of Outsiders titled The Rain. The episode explores how and when homelessness, the crisis, reached Olympia, Washington, and how city officials scrambled to respond.
What he's talking about is essentially creating a shantytown or a refugee camp in the middle of a modern American city. And he's going to oversee it.
We're giving you 1 week to move off of this site temporarily while we set up our mitigation site. We are then going to identify many of you individuals to come back and be residents at the new mitigation site.
Mitigation site. It's jargon. Basically, it's a legal campsite. In terms of how safe it'll be and how it'll look, it's a step above the illegal camps where people live now. The city is going to provide brand new tents, porta potties, a fence for security. Colin also wants to mitigate the effects of these encampments on the rest of the city, on the people who live in houses or own businesses nearby. They're complaining, saying they don't feel safe with hundreds of people living outside in the heart of town. And Colin, he also just wants to buy some time.
This is not an end product, right? This is a temporary situation, a temporary site to mitigate what we have going on, a lot of human suffering, a lot of health concerns down here. So this is a temporary thing. And from there, our goal as a city and really as a region is to identify something more stable, something more permanent for you.
People stand around Colin, taking in what he's saying. What's remarkable about this meeting, the reason it sticks out in my head, is it feels like one of those moments when things could actually change. It's a coming together of two sides that have been at odds for a long time. For years, people running the city of Olympia have been in this dance with the homeless population. Tents pop up, police come and clear them away. Tents pop up somewhere else, police clear them away again. These cleanups, they're called sweeps. That's how most cities treat homelessness, at least in part, as something to be cleaned up.
A snippet from Outsiders from the Seattle Times and KNKX Public Radio. Get to know the unsung voices of one of our country's biggest humanitarian crises on Outsiders. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. 2020 has been a year of reflection, and many podcasts have taken it as a chance to reach back into our past to try and understand how we got here. One such show is Back Issue, a new podcast that celebrates pop culture phenomena that are largely overlooked by the mainstream media. Hosts Tracy Clayton and Josh Gwynn discuss and celebrate black sitcoms from the 90s, old celebrity feuds, and of course the always underappreciated Mariah Carey film glitter. They also revisit important events with a critical eye, like some of the suspect choices made by the producers of America's Next Top Model, including race-flipping the models for a shoot, even as Tyra Banks forged a new path for success for black women on reality television. On Back Issue, Joss and Tracy strike the perfect balance between pure fandom and thoughtful criticism that can offer listeners insights into how the culture has evolved and how far it yet has to go. Check out this sample from a recent episode of Back Issue featuring award-winning actor Sherry Shepherd. On the episode, Josh and Tracy take you through the world of daytime talk shows and unpack the fun, the messy, and the hard-to-reconcile parts of shows like Ricky Lake, Oprah, and Jerry Springer. Sherry also joins the show to discuss what she describes as the greatest and most painful time in her life, her time as co-host of one of daytime TV's most recognizable shows, The View.
Fast forward to August 2020 when you were talking to People Magazine, you said that The View was the most painful experience that I've ever gone through, but it was the best experience.
Yeah.
Why was it painful and why was it the best experience?
It was painful because I was out there in New York for the first time. I had no friends. The ladies, it wasn't that they were mean to me. They were so wonderful to me, but they all had lives. So when The View ended, they went home. Mm. And now I was on a show where people knew my name. Like before I was, are you that black girl on that show? Mm. So now it's, oh, you Sherry Shepherd. What you doing here in Macy? Sherry Shepherd. Mm-hmm. That was a lot for me. Plus I was going through a divorce at the time and a custody battle, flying back home every week. Mm. It was so much coming to me. And then I had this woman named Barbara Walters, who was so hard on me. Mm-hmm. Barbara Walters is a perfectionist. She grew up in a time period where she was the only woman, so she had to fight. Mm-hmm. She was hard. And I came from a place of, I just made everybody laugh.
Yeah.
Now I got this woman going, you got to know about politics. You got to know about history. You got to know. You got to jump in and ask the questions. You know, and I was like, it's so much.
Yeah.
She was very hard on me. And I cried. I would go in my dressing room when we finished. And I would cry when Obama came in for the very first time. Oh, we sat there and Barbara said, you answer question one. Whoopi's question number two. Joy, you're three. Elizabeth, you're four. Sherry answers seven. So when we sat there, I was like, we're going to go in order. Mm-hmm. As soon as they came on, it was a free for all. And I was, it was like playing double dutch and I couldn't get in. Mm. I couldn't get in. And so I didn't say anything. And Barbara called me down and she said, why didn't you ask your question? And I said, cause everybody would, you said I was number seven. Joy came in and then she
followed the rules.
I'm trying to follow the rules. And she said, if you don't open your mouth, you will never get in. I will eat you alive. Wow. Learn to speak. Now, when a woman is looking at you going, learn to talk, dear. Read a book, dear.
Oh, God.
It's intimidating.
And I'm Barbara Walters?
Right.
I'm like, not lying
just
to
like
you.
Regular like aunties at church. It's Barbara the Walters.
Barbara ain't don't play.
A sample from the new podcast Back Issue from Pineapple Street Studios. Dig into some of pop culture's biggest questions with the help of Josh and Tracy on Back Issue. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just download the WVXU app and search for the Start Here podcast directory. Well, just because the Queen City's live music scene still isn't back to full strength doesn't mean the music has to stop. In fact, the music is still bumping on this week's featured local podcast, Cincy Music Spotlight. Cincy Music Spotlight is a local music podcast that showcases a wide variety of talented musicians from the tri-state. The show is available on the radio on the Project 100.7 and 106.3, but if you aren't up for staying up till midnight, it's also published in an easy-to-use, ready-to-listen weekly podcast version. Each episode features a number of local artists and groups, and host Venomous Valdez offers a huge selection of genres and styles while also keeping you filled in on all the latest local music news. So for any music aficionados out there or just casual listeners, Cincy Music Spotlight has you covered. Tune into this sample clip we pulled from a recent episode of Cincy Music Spotlight featuring lots of excellent local talent. Take a listen.
I'm your host, Venomous Valdez, and I'm here every Sunday night at midnight
tickling your ears with some Cincinnati love. You can check out the radio station online at cincinnatiproject.com and the radio show over at cincymusic.com. While you're there, you can check out the bands, the venues, grab the podcast, submit your music, all kinds of fun stuff. And speaking of fun stuff, I started things off of the Borderline Something with Black Dress Sabotage. But up next, this fun is by Coda Chrome with Ember Friends, right here for Cincy Music Spotlight.
From our local creators, that was the podcast Cincy Music Spotlight with Venomous Valdez. Stay in tune with your city's vibrant music scene on Cincy Music Spotlight, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and select the podcast menu item for Start Here's podcast collection. Before we wrap up each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. New for the holiday season and debuting just last week, the podcast It's a Wonderful Lie magically appeared in the top five this week. It's a Wonderful Lie is a short-form comedy podcast that imagines the hilarious truth hidden in your holiday newsletters. They come via mail, email, Facebook post, the ubiquitous holiday newsletter from family and friends reminding you just how great life has been for them over the past year. From boring to bragging, but always chock full of BS, It's a Wonderful Lie imagines the messy stories hidden behind those perfect holiday newsletters. Of course, reading between the lines, but that's the fun of the podcast. It's for anyone who's rolled their eyes at receiving the old Christmas newsletter. One of the top five podcasts in the nation, now on Apple Podcasts. It is It's a Wonderful Lie. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.